Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks for taking the time once again to listen to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. This is not a pre-recorded show or a past episode. We are live, and I'm live here with psychic medium Sherry. Sherry, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Jason?
Still alive. Still living the dream. Work and video games. That's about it.
Are you having fun on the video game?
Oh, I always have fun. You know, I play. It's a virtual reality, so it's, you know, it's really immersive and entertaining. So it's a good time. It's how I like to spend my downtime and that, and just being lazy and not moving.
Oh wow! Yeah, just doing a lot of things today at home. It's kind of nice. I did a couple readings to have. One in Chinese medicine, and the one is just in, psychic reading. And then after I get done, I'm gonna go and check up on I'm gonna be checking on a raccoon that I've been treating for in Chinese medicine.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, I've been working on a raccoon for 6 days. It had some lacerations, had some bite lacerations on the side of its face, and the nose got peeled off, and that was a bear. But the bite that was on the side of its face, I could see it psychically. It wasn't a scratch. It was like a fang bite that had a hook to it. It was like a fang, literally a fang bite. So we got it down literally last night. We got it down to two nights now, down to a zero. So I'm really happy. So it didn't get worse. It just didn't heal. It wasn't healing as much as I wanted to. So 6 treatments. She's doing good. It's a mama raccoon.
Hopefully there's no rabies. That's what I would be concerned about.
No, she got in a fight. She got in a fight with the male raccoon.
You're braver than me.
So anyway, yeah, I'm just the lady that called me, and I'm working with her. She is the I think she's the head president of the Northwest Cat Coalition. So wonderful, beautiful spirit. And she comes to me for readings, and she's just a wonderful soul, loves cats. She's a big rescue on cats. I think we've had her on air at one time to go and promote her rescue organization where she works and volunteers. She works and volunteers there. But she has she's got a little raccoon that is, you know, hanging out in her house. And that's the one I've been taking care of, so. I love working on animals. Animals are so easy to work on because there's no ego. There's no, you know, preconceived notion. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? I love reading animals and tapping into them, whether they're dead or alive or anything like that, or if they have any health issues. They're so easy to work on. Better than people sometimes.
Can you by chance happen to tap into the bird that's gained access to my attic and is annoying the hell out of me and tell it to leave? Because it is driving me crazy.
So what I'd like you to do, and this is how I do this, is if you can, have you seen him? Have you actually seen him?
Yeah, I've seen the bird. I don't know. It's making a nest up there, and I don't know if there's insulation or anything, but it sounds like it's right on like the ceiling. It's loud, and I hear all this scratching. And it's not the only time it's a problem is on the weekends when I want to take a nap. It's not a problem at night or anything, and it's driving me crazy. And I've thought today maybe I should just go buy like a fish net and then catch it. But it's a problem. Part of the problem is I'm very high up off the ground. It's three stories, but that's a high three stories. So it's not like I can just climb out on the roof and probably fall and die. Well, you'd definitely die if you fall.
Are you sure it's a bird, though? I don't know.
No, it's a bird. I saw it yesterday.
Do me a favor. When it comes to animals, take a picture of it for me. Seriously. I don't care if it's a screenshot, motion picture, whatever. In animals, I like to see a picture. If you get a picture of him, I can read him. I can read him, her, whatever. It can tell you exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it's making a nest because I saw it. It has like little twigs and shit that he's bringing in there. And I don't know what.
It is.
I thought about just letting a cat loose in the attic. That'll take care of it. But
no,
I haven't looked up in the attic. So I don't know if there's a separation with the neighbors or not. It could just be all one big space. And I'm also very heavy, so climbing up there to deal with it, I would probably end up just falling through the ceiling.
No, you don't want to do that. No. So is your attic or upstairs, do you think it's connected or does it have a wall? I'm sure it has a wall with your townhouse, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never looked up there. And oddly enough, that's where they put the HVAC or the heating. It's in the ceiling. It's really weird.
Okay.
So it's nice and warm.
But you won't have to worry very long. Let's put it this way. If she's pulling a nest, there, if she's making a nest, it's only temporary, okay? So she's probably making a nest, and she's probably going to, build her nest and lay her eggs. Because I think with the robins we have out here, I took a picture of every week with the progression. Within a month, they're going to be gone. They're going to be out fledging, unless they decide to stay. Maybe, maybe not. It depends. But usually once they get going, they're on their own. So anyway, just have patience. Give me a picture if you get a chance. Seriously. Yeah, do a screenshot. Send it to me.
Yeah, I'll see if I get it. It's kind of hard, but I'll see.
Would you see her flying into there or flying out, whatever? Anyway, so what was it talking about? What are we going to talk tonight about? We had a couple subjects or one subject.
Yeah, so we were talking. You recently had an incident with an internet troll, so we were going to talk about trolls. But then to stay on the subject of trolls, I was going to talk a little bit about, trolls, like monster kind of trolls. So we have in the real world, we have internet trolls and people that like to stir the pot. And then on the opposite side, we have trolls, the monsters.
The monster trolls. That's really interesting about that. Well, maybe we can talk about both. We got an hour show, so, that would be great. Anybody would like to go in and share their experience or their input? go ahead and call. What do you call that when people call and they just pranksters? No pranksters. But anybody would like to call and join in on the conversation about real trolls and internet trolls, we can talk about it. But call at 1-215-383-3999. Again, it's 1-215-383-3999. Is that right, Jason? Yay!
Yeah, you got through it. Well, do you want to start, or do you want me to start? I see we do have a caller from Hawaii.
Well, that's fine. If it wants to go and chime in, we would love interaction with anybody that would like to talk about anything, whether it's internet trolls or trolls on the other side. So No, if they want to talk, that I'd be happy to join with them.
Cool. Well, let's wait a few minutes. Let's crack open these subjects here. So what do you want to start with, real trolls or what we all know is internet trolls? Nobody likes an internet troll.
We talked about that. We talked about internet trolls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as we all know, I think probably if you have an internet connection, you've probably experienced somebody making a comment on a post on Facebook where they're inciting some sort of reaction from everyone. There's lots of publicized stories regarding people taking it just to a next level where somebody has died and they see the post and they start saying horrible things like, your child is in hell. And I often wonder what drives somebody to do that. Obviously, they're getting off on the attention and rallying people up. And I do actually know a notorious troll, somebody that I had some dealings with back in the day many years ago. And he was a piece of work. He would plagiarize people, and he would make stuff up about other people. And it got so bad that he was being sued, and people were sending police to his house. And this was in the paranormal community. And he would just write all this fake nonsense and just get people crazy. And so, of course, people react to that, and they do the same thing and write a bunch of fake stuff. And it's just this online war that never ends, and it just escalates and escalates. And I don't really understand. I try and stay away from drama. I don't want to create it, nor do I want to be involved in it. I'm just too old and too fat to deal with people's nonsense. But why are people like that? I don't get it. And I know you've experienced people like that before, Sherry.
Yes, I have. And you know, it's just, you know, when I look at it as a psychic, you know, this is just me. I'm not no psychologist in any way or form, but just my feelings about that. Internet trolls are usually some kind of imbalance of the personality. And they could be, you know, narcissists or psychopaths and sadists. And trolls, you know, they, generally speaking, trolls will lie, exaggerate, and offend to get a response. And they're just not very happy people. And when you find that, sometimes the best thing is, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, it's like my other admin, you know, they resolved the problem. It was brought to my attention, and they took care of the problem. So that's why it's nice to have you and that other person as admin, so I don't have to control everything that's going on. But trolls are generally very unhappy people, and they're very difficult people. That's what I see. And it's your suffering that brings them pleasure. So the best thing you can do is just ignore them and just make it, you know, if it's online, you can go and say, you know, hey, you know, whether you dealt with them, don't deal with them, you can kind of get an idea, let people know that, you know, I've never dealt with this person. And, you know, just by reading what they say, you can kind of tell whether they're a troll or not. Me having the gift that I have, I don't just see the words. I see the feelings. And I look at the feelings and, you know, everything behind it. So I can generally tell what's going on with the person when they do that. It's just wrong. But, you know, they don't have anything else better to do.
I've been tempted to get, it's hard not to get sucked into a situation when somebody's attacking you. But I keep reminding myself, you know, one of the reasons that I don't respond to those sort of things or initiate those sort of harassment, internet troll situation is because every small action, you know, can have an after effect that echoes for an eternity. Such as, say that you're interacting with somebody that's harassing you, or maybe you want to harass somebody and start a bunch of shit, and you start saying lies or whatever, hurtful things, that could be the catalyst to where somebody decides to commit suicide. I don't want that on my conscience. Or somebody that decides to drink too much and then gets in an accident and kills five people. You know, so I kind of look at it as, even though it seems somewhat innocent on my side, if I say something hurtful and it won't have any lasting effects, it could actually have lasting effects. It could have be this one-off situation where you're trying to incite somebody and you say the wrong thing, and the next thing you know, that's the one thing, you know, that causes them to go psycho. So, and I'm sure, and it happens. It's, you know, probably not a lot, but I just look at it as I don't want to be responsible for that.
Right. That's true. That makes, wow. Yeah. So, you know, you just be discerning and just don't argue, you know, just stay away. People that are like that are toxic, and the best way to do is not deal with people, because you're not going to win by arguing with them. You know, just you're going into a word game and play a power trip, and ego comes into play. So best way to do it is just avoid them and take care of it, you know, and they harass you, you can report it or call the police or whatever you need to do to call and report them, whatever you got to do. So, yeah, that's just the main thing.
People tend to get really brave when they're behind the, you know, keyboard warriors, when they're in the comfort of their own home, and they think that no one will find where they're at. I mean, there's some computer savvy people. If you piss off the wrong person bad enough, and they, you know how to get their way around the internet, and they might show up at your doorstep, and it does happen.
Wow, that's crazy. You get people that are just not big, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll bring our call on in a second. This isn't internet related. This is kind of, the internet was around, but it wasn't a super big thing like it is now. And then this has to do with tracking people. This is many years ago when I was young. I was into CB radios, you know, like the truckers use.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was really into it. Like, I had multiple big old whip antennas on my little sports car. I mean, it's so ghetto. When I think about it, it's like, oh, my God, how embarrassing. But anyway, somebody was trash-talking on the CB radio to me and my friend, and we're like, let's go find this person. And we were able to triangulate his location to a town, like, 20 miles away. And we actually, over the course of, I don't know, a couple hours, showed up outside of his house. We were able to use our little techniques with radio signals all the way from the town 20 miles away. And within a couple hours, we were at his door, not knocking on the door. It was a challenge to see if we could figure out where he was at. So anyways, it was many, many years ago, but it was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah. But, just one of those things. It's just you deal with it and you just let it go and, you know, you just kind of just move on.
That's all you can do, just move on. So let's bring our caller on from Hawaii. It's probably one of our Hawaiian friends. Here we go. Let's bring him on.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you're live on Paranormal Horizons. Who's this?
It's Chuck. How are you doing, Jason?
Hey.
Hi, Sari.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Good. I was able to make it on.
Yay. Good. It's good to hear from you. Yes. So, yeah, we were talking about trolls, and Jason was going to talk about other trolls.
It's all trolls.
So,
all trolls tonight.
All trolls. I gotta say thank you so much for sharing. And I gotta say this: thank you so much, Chuck, for sharing a video about internet privacy. And I'm going on a tangent here, but there's a few steps that I was not aware that I can take steps in helping myself be a little bit more savvy with my privacy on the internet. It was a very good video. It was about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, but it was very good.
Yeah. Well, you know, that video I got from this organization that I just got involved with, it's called Privacy Action Plan. And they actually have a bunch of classes and videos that they put together. And they're very informative about privacy, and the guy's name is Glenn. I forgot his last name. I'll get that to you later. But you know, he's a big believer in you know, information, personal information, private information getting out to government, thieves, and big tech. And they use that information against you sometimes. And, you know, how prevalent that's happening in this world nowadays, especially with all this cyber wars and stuff like that going on.
I totally get it. I mean, this with there's no privacy. I mean, I kind of think that even if you can hide your, you even try and hide your internet imprint, it's still there. We're so connected in every which way. And the CIA has their massive data center in Utah. Everybody's watching. And I've always said that it's not so much the government you have to worry about. Yeah, they can come back after you if you're doing something illicit, but it's the corporations. That's the real problem. Is they know everything
right.
You do.
Yep. Totally. And basically, you know, this organization, they are just, I don't know if the word paranoid, but they are just very concerned about a lot of this information, our private information, getting to China and other countries that can do a lot of harm to us. So in their classes and things that they do is they tell you how to get on to more safer, nothing is 100%, but, you know, they highly discourage you going on to, like, Facebook and have any kind of Google stuff. I mean, I'm still trying to understand that, and I'm going to be looking at some of those classes and videos that they're going to be sharing, but he's totally against Google and, you know, things like Facebook. So he does recommend things like Signal. He's a big proponent of Signal. Of course, there's not that many people, are, you know, our friends that go on to Signal. But he said that, you know, there's going to be a real slow migration to that once people really understand, you know, the Wild Wild West out there and how insecure things are in Google land and Facebook and all that other stuff. And then, you know, he said that Telescope was, or Telegram. Is it Telescope or Telegram?
Telegram.
Yeah, Telegram. He said that it's kind of like Facebook, right? You can post on there and you post videos and all this kind of stuff, whereas Signal is more like a messenger. But he said Telegram is not as safe, but it's still better than going on to, you know, like Facebook and stuff. But like I said, yeah, they're very paranoid about that kind of platforms that are out there where everybody's on, you know. So anyway, like I said, it's a learning curve for me, but I'm going to be sharing a lot of stuff with you, Sherry, that I get. I'll pass it on to you.
Thank you. We share. Chuck is a client of mine. People don't know. He's become a friend. He started out as a client of mine, and he read him, and we just happened to kind of click and have same beliefs and things like that. So we share our things together, and him and I are on the same page. It's good to have people that are your soul tribe, literally your soul tribe, that, you know, have like-minded attitudes that are, you know, just off the beaten path. So, but yeah, it's interesting how you can really do simple things like today. I ordered a camera cover, a security camera cover for my iPad. That's the first thing you can do. I don't know about the newer. I ordered on Amazon a camera cover where you can slide in and out, because as long as that lens is open, they can still, even with the sound on and everything, they say, why is it that, you know, why do the people, they put tape on it? Because they don't want people to hear. They don't want people to hear and see what's going on. And they can see you doing, you know, things that you wouldn't want people to see. You know, it can be embarrassing. So, you know, the first line of defense is putting a camera cover, if you can, over your webcams or your iPhones or your Androids, if they have it, do that. I think that's really important. And also maybe cover your microphone when you're not using it. First, that's the first thing I see.
Yep.
Very first. Will you see, Jason?
I've kind of given up on the internet privacy because I think it doesn't really matter what you do at this point. Sure, you can use VPNs and you can use Tor and all that, but, you know, that might help. But believe me, the government, I'm sure, has found ways to infiltrate all that stuff. So I think the only way to stay safe is to completely get rid of all the electronics and go off the grid. But we're so dependent on technology nowadays that it's just kind of the way it is. So I've given up. I don't think there's really much of a way to hide. For a browser, I tend to use DuckDuckGo, which is supposedly more private. But the reality is, who knows? I know that one of the large VPN, one of the CEOs former, had some connections to the CIA. So something may be sold to you as being safe and secure. But honestly, I mean, the U.S. government, the infrastructure of the government and the spy networks and all that, man, they see everything. There's no way out of it. You're gonna have to move to the moon.
Yeah, if they want to tap into you, they could. Absolutely. And I agree with that, you know, looking at it from a very impartial viewpoint. But there's things that you can do to make it a little bit more secure, you know, for yourself, because you don't know. And we were just talking about trolls. I mean, look at more. You don't know these trolls, you know, they may not be all there. And they can be stalking you on the internet. So that can be a little bit helpful. Maybe an added layer. It may not prevent things, but it might be an added layer of protection, I think.
I agree with that, Sherry. And Jason, you're right. Nothing is 100%. But I guess if you can minimize it in any way, I think it'll be helpful to you. Getting back to your internet browser, DuckDuckGo is one, and then another one is called Brave, BRAVE.com. That's another very private browser if you want to check that one out.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Brave is really good, too. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Brave or DuckDuckGo. I use DuckDuckGo myself, but Brave is, they say sometimes if you can't, if you're in an iOS system, that sometimes it may not be, DuckDuckGo may not operate correctly or a little bit of a glitch. It does operate, but sometimes you may have problems. So that's why they says as an alternative, either Brave or DuckDuckGo. Absolutely. Yep.
Right.
Definitely. There's so much to learn out there. It's just amazing. Just so much out there. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, yeah, just use your browser. Change your – my default button, because I have an iPhone, so my default button, I use nothing but Apple. And so I don't use Android, and so I'm going to just use those others as a default browser. I do use them as a default browser. I don't use Safari.
Wow. Well, everything we do is public, but yeah, I mean, I agree, do what you can, but I also think that the reality is that we're watching everything's watching us. Your car's watching you, your phone, your computer. You know that the government is regularly flying surveillance planes over cities. They're using technology to capture cell signals while they're flying over the cities. The FBI actually has a fleet of planes, and that's what they do, is they fly around with their FLIR cameras, and it's literally everywhere. You cannot escape this state surveillance.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary,
right.
But you don't hear about it. Have you heard about the FBI and their fleet of planes that they're flying around?
No.
Yeah, it's a regular thing. They're flying around every city, doing circles, and you can actually see it if you go online. There's a website. I don't remember what it's called, but it tracks all the flights in the U.S. or the world actually through various electronic means, And there's some good articles on what the FBI doing this, and you can see the plane circling over the cities just nonstop. It's really crazy. But anyway, yeah, I mean, we're constantly watched.
Yep, we are.
Do you think are they just cruising, or do you think they're surveillancing people? What's your take?
Some of it is surveilling active cases. Of course, if you ask the FBI, they're conducting active investigations, and they're using the technology during active investigations. And when they're sucking up, basically what it is what they're using, and it doesn't have to be in the air. I don't think it has to be in the air. It's technology that mimics a cell tower. So when you're using your cell phone and that device is around, your device thinks it's a tower, and basically your phone signal is going through that, and that they're capturing all the data. But even if they're doing an investigation on one individual, it's still capturing all the data of everybody else's cell phones and stuff like that. But I also think they're also just doing, you know, they're just flying around because that's what they do.
Have you ever guys had, and I don't know, but have you guys ever had at night where a plane will fly really low or above your house? I've had that a few times, especially when we were, Jason, you know, Eric Mitchell. We've had Eric. We'd like to have him back on maybe one of these days. He's a big UFO guy, and he's been watched for a long time because he knows about the UFOs, and he did a big documentary. But anyway, I have noticed, not now, but I know sometimes, you know, there's low planes really flying real low at night over the house.
That maybe
yeah, we got that in Hawaii, too.
Maybe they're watching you.
At night? You too, Chuck?
They're coming for you, Sherry.
Especially at night.
Yeah, I wonder why that goes. I don't understand. Yeah, it's not like an airplane. Jason, you being the investigator, former investigator, what's your thoughts?
Actually, I accidentally shut down my volume, so I didn't hear the last 10 seconds. What were you saying?
Oh, we're talking about having at night, you know, pitch dark at night, but flying above your house. Have you ever had that happen? Chuck and I have had that experience. And being a past investigator, what's your thought on that? Have you had that happen, and what do you think why they're flying so low over your house?
Well, my first thought is, I live in more of a city area, so I mean, there's constantly planes, so I don't pay a whole lot of attention. At night, it's a little more suspicious because there's probably pilots are either VFR, IFR rated, so VFR is visual flight rules, so they fly in the daylight where they can see the runway, and then IFR is instrument flight rules, so that they can fly based on their instruments. And I think there's probably a lot less people that are instrument rated for flying, and I would be suspicious if I lived out in the country and a plane was flying out at night. That would pique my interest because most private pilots don't fly at night, and they have to be instrument rated. So that would be suspicious to me.
Yeah. Well, Chuck said he had that experience too. So I was just like, okay, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, we have that experience. And then, you know, there's complaints that go in, and you get some real vague answers and pretty lame, but nothing really specific and clear.
Yeah,
probably some kind of surveillance.
Yeah,
who knows? I mean, people do fly at night. I mean, I chartered a plane at night to fly me over Portland, but you know. Most people, I don't know. I'm not in the aviation community. It's just kind of a guess. I'm assuming that there's a lot less private aviation traffic at night than during the day.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
But if it's repeated, if they're circling over you, maybe there's some criminal activity. Maybe it's a plane from the state police. I mean, it could be a lot of things. You're kind of out there a ways, so if there was a plane that was circling around, I'd be highly suspicious of it.
Yeah, just kind of, I noticed those things that, you know, what are you going to do? You just go on with your life. There's nothing, you know, you're nothing, cook your dinner or whatever, play with your dog. Probably checking the internet, what I'm watching, you know. who am I going on the internet, on Telegram or whatever?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Just go stick out, go buy a pen laser and then shoot it at the plane. No, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's right.
That'll get you in jail.
Oh, no, I would never do that. No, I'll just ignore them. Just ignore them. Just ignore them. But you were talking about trolls, and the other part of the trolls, we're going to go back and just go, we can go, we're all over the place tonight. That's what I love about having a free radio show where you can, you know, not, you know, everything's got to be right on and everything. It's just relaxed. But Chuck, have you ever heard of trolls? Have you ever seen are they what the Menahuis? I mean, in Hawaii, the Menahuis, are they are they considered trolls?
Yes, but not in a electronic way, more in a physical kind of stuff.
they're little dwarf figures. They're like kind of like trolls, or they're a little like kind of like a dwarf, I think, right?
Yeah. So they're more physical and spiritual instead of electronic.
Well, some people believe that trolls exist, and trolls are very big in Norway. It's a big part of Norse mythology, and it's kind of likened to Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, where there's really no evidence, which I don't think there's ever been conclusive evidence of either, and trolls kind of fall into that sort of thing where people, there's no evidence exist, but that people believe they exist. And as terms of what Norwegian trolls are, they usually described as beings that live in like rock caves or mountains, and they usually live alone or in small families, and they do not get along well with humans. And so it's a big thing there. I saw a great movie years ago, a Norwegian film. I think it was called Troll or something. It was great. But it's a huge thing over there, and people believe they exist. And what do they look like? In terms of the Scandinavian mythology, I guess if you'd seen the Harry Potter film with that troll, they resemble a giant. They're ugly. They're not particularly attractive. They have big teeth, huge noses, and grotesque features. And like I said, they're big. They're larger than the average human being. Some have multiple heads on their bodies, and supposedly some trolls are actually like huge, like giants. And like I said, they're not very smart, and they're just big, dumb, dangerous creatures. And whether they exist or not, I don't know. I kind of doubt it. I would have suspected that there would have been some evidence. And but one of the good things, if they do exist, they apparently don't eat humans, or at least not adults. So if you were to encounter one in the wild of the rugged Norwegian landscapes, you don't have to worry about being their dinner. They do have extremely sharp teeth, so they can bite through bone and rock. And they apparently will prey on goats and children. So you wouldn't want to let your kids out in the Norwegian landscape, because apparently naughty kids are one of their favorite snacks. So they do love it. And
wow.
Yeah. So if you're in Norway with your family, I would, you know, just be on high alert that there could be giant naughty children eating trolls out there prowling deep within the Norwegian countryside.
Interesting. They're kind of like we call that little dwarfs, right? They're like little dwarfs. They're just that small.
Well, in terms of the Norse mythology, they're huge. I mean, you're talking like a small, they would be much larger than a human, some even taller than the trees.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I wish, God, that Norwegian movie was so great. I think it's Troll, and it has those trolls in it. And one of the trolls in that movie, at the very end of the movie, is probably 80 stories tall. But the other trolls are the height of, like, you know, 100 feet, something like that. Some of them in the movie had multiple heads, and it's a great movie. I really enjoyed it. It's subtitled, so you have to read it. But yeah, so no, these trolls in terms of Norse mythology are big, not like these little cute little trolls, like where they sell the little dolls sort of thing, nothing like that. These are children eating giants.
Wow, interesting. I wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of mysterious creatures, you know, when we talk about cryptozoology, and we've had people on radio, you know, where they had, you know, can you remember the guest that we have with Stan Gordon and you know, a couple other guys. We're talking about whether it's just Bigfoot or, you know, what is it, that one that flies? What do you call that? The one that, because it lives under the bridge. I forgot about that. It's been a while.
Remember
we had a guest there? The Mothman. Yep. He has wings. Yep. Yeah. So I do believe that these things do exist. It's just we have not been able to be there at the right time in the right place. There's a lot of interesting creatures that we don't even fathom.
I'm a bit more skeptical on that. I certainly believe there's creatures that haven't been discovered in the ocean. Who knows what's in the ocean? But in terms of trolls, I've always not believed in Bigfoot. But who knows? I mean,
really?
There are things. People discover new insects and stuff in the Amazon rainforest. But I've always been skeptical of the whole cryptozoology thing.
What about you, Seth?
Well, you know, the Menihunis here are small. I mean, they're not like in Scandinavia. And they tend to be mischievous. They do a lot of mischievous things. And they're part of the paranormal world here. A lot of Hawaiian folklore is built on that. And, you know, many people do believe that they do exist here in Hawaii.
Have you seen one yourself?
Not that I know of. you know, I could have seen them on, you know, like flashing by on the side and not even know that that was it. But
what do
not
they look
personally
like?
Encounter one. They look like little people, little warriors. Little warrior kind of people.
I'm looking at it right now, what they look like. Yeah, they are. They look like little warriors. So like little miniature warriors. Exactly. Like a troll, like a little tiny troll doll. Yeah, that small.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like inches? Like 5 or 6 inches tall kind of thing?
Probably a little bit bigger than that. You know, they could be maybe a couple feet at the most.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what they look like to me when I'm looking on the images here. Yeah, they look like they're maybe a couple feet, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, that's the legend of the little Menihuis. They're cute. They're kind of cute, though. They're mischievous. They're mischievous to me.
They are. Very mischievous. Oh.
Yeah. Are they just mischievous, or can they be dangerous?
I haven't done as much research on them as I'd like to, but as far as I know, they're more mischievous than anything else. I don't really think they border on any kind of evil or
I don't get that feeling either. You're right. I don't get that at all when I look at these pictures. Yeah, they look more mischievous to me. They don't look like they can be malevolent.
Right.
I don't get that vibe at all. They're just kind of mischievous and happy-go-lucky, and you know,
yeah,
they can
a
be
typical
a little
Hawaiian.
Trickster, you know, like to play with you.
Yeah, you read it right, Sherry. That's right.
Really? That's what I see of them when I look at their energy and everything. They just kind of look mischievous. They're not malevolent, but they like to be little tricksters and kind of play games with you and stuff like that. So,
right.
And they like to hide a lot. They like to hide unless they want to be seen, and then they run to hide again, you know. Whether it's behind the bush or inside the tree. That's what I see. That's my image.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sounds really terrifying.
I was right on. No, it's not. They're cute. Oh, my gosh. It's the trolls. The trolls you're talking about, the ones that are terrifying.
Well, that's terrifying, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to see little humanoids running around outside or inside or any side. That sounds scary.
Oh, they're cute, though. But, they've been around for a long, long time, and I really feel that they do exist. You want to know my thing is I feel like they do exist. It's just whether you're there at the right time, the right place that you ever catch them, could be in the corner of your eye, they want to be seen, or, you know, like all of a sudden you see something, tiny thing running across, and you're like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, that's a real good read on them, Sherry. Very good read.
Really, thank you. So yeah, that's what I see of them. Cute, really cute. I don't know why, but they're not so much in the city. They inhabit it more the forest land. You know, more the hidden valleys and forest land, and that's what I see. They're just kind of primitive, but they come out when they want to come out, and they just have their own little community of them. That's what I see. They're like a community of their own little species, or I don't know what you call that. So, yeah, that's what I take. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Jason, be open to it. You never know.
Oh, God, I'm just kind of one of those people. I mean, there's some stuff I believe more than others, but I kind of just got to see it to believe it. I mean, I tend my logic just kind of takes over. You know, when you talk about Hawaii, it's respectively or relatively not that big, I would think that somebody would have some conclusive proof of an existence. The same thing with Bigfoot. Like, how come we don't have a body? Like, if they exist, some hunter, some outdoorsman somewhere would have come across a skeleton or something like that. And I presented that to one of the leading, I think it was Dr. Jeffrey Mel something or other. Like the leading Bigfoot guy, and he seemed to say that they bury their dead or something. But I just think there'd just be more evidence that this stuff exists.
That's a good question. Very good question. Well, we've had I saw Cliff Rockman. He's he was the one that has Animal Planet, and I saw him last year at the Bigfoot conference when I was there. And I talked to him, and we can have him back, too. He'll be in Oregon. He's from Oregon. He'll be back at the Bigfoot conference, so I'll see him there, and I'll touch base with him. I'll try and call him on his cell phone and see if we can have him as a guest. But Bigfoot, he's been researching Bigfoot for the last almost 30 years, and they have a very good question to propose on him, why we haven't seen any pieces or skeletons. That's a very good question.
That'd be a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's been a while since we talked about Bigfoot. There's, you know, talking about trolls, there's like the paranormal trolls, too. There's, with regards to Bigfoot, there's one guy that faked a Bigfoot body, and he got everybody to believe it, and he toured with the body and made a bunch of money with this fake body. Then somebody tested the body, and it ended up being like bear meat and stuff like that. So you throw that into the mix, all this BS and scammers, you know, it just kind of discredits everything having to do with anything in the paranormal.
I understand that. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I believe there is. This is my personal feeling, is that I believe that there is a Bigfoot. Again, we just haven't seen them. We might hear them. I, you know, there's really some strange sounds, especially here up here in the Pacific Northwest, where you go up from Canada to Washington or to Oregon. Bigfoot, we got Bigfoot country up here. So I think, Jason, I think it's just being there at the right time in the right place and maybe saying, is it really a Bigfoot or is there something that we can't identify? Could be another, you know, creature that we don't even know, you know, that has not been so-called labeled. So I don't know. You know,
right.
I just want to keep that possibility in mind that, you know, I don't want to say, no, they don't exist and then find out they do. So we have all kinds
right.
of creatures that we can't even fathom, I think. Look at all the skinwalkers or, you know, the night marchers, and you can go on, you know. The Hat Man. We've talked about them, you know, the Hat Man. All kinds of things that we don't normally see. And then when you look at Hawaii, and I did a reading, it was a Chinese medicine reading and a treatment, and the gal was saying that she lives in Pearl City, and she said, this place is so haunted where I work. I don't know where she works at, but she said, this place is so haunted. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, every place is haunted. Every place, if you want to think of that, is haunted.
Yeah.
We're all these dead people coming around, and I'm sure there's a lot of souls not rested, or they decide they don't want to cross over full. But I really feel that there's spirits all around us. It's just whether you want to open that door and be aware of them or communicate with them or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sherry,
you know?
You might want to... You also might want to get in touch with Joe Ponoi.
Yes, Joe Ponohu.
He would be excellent.
Joe Ponohu has been on our radio show about 18 times. And he was for a while.
A lot.
There's another guy here that does, do you know who, Lopaka Kapanui is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, he is the master storyteller, ghost storytellers, and he does his ghost tours in Hawaii. The best ghost tours in Hawaii.
Really?
If you'd like,
I
can reach out to him and give him your number.
Yeah, you could do that. Jason, are you open to that maybe later?
Yeah, that'd be cool, yeah, for sure.
Go ahead.
His ghost tours were rated in the top two or three across the United States.
Oh, wow.
This is very recent, like last year, I think. Yeah, so he's very good. Yeah.
Well, Jason, if Jason's up with it, Joe's hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, if Jason's up to it.
Yeah, I'm definitely down.
Okay.
And Joe thinks very highly of him and highly recommends him to all his listeners.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah,
that would be great. Wonderful. Okay. Yeah, we're not when we're on air, we can make arrangements. I can make prior arrangements with Jason and put him on schedule. That would be great.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason, for being open to that.
No, I'm totally open. I mean, I love a good ghost story for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a believer. I'm just skeptical. Now you start talking about UFOs and alien abductions, I'm totally down with that. So just the cryptozoology, I'm a little leery of.
Mm-hmm.
There's some weird things happen, and it's interesting if you know when I see a lot of this stuff on YouTube, I think some of it, and I'm saying some of it, not most, but some of it is true, you know, maybe, but I think a lot of it is CGI. What do you think?
Oh my God, 90% of it's CGI.
We
or more.
So.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Yeah, some of it may be true, but I'd say most of it's CGI. Yeah.
Well, some of it's not even good CGI. Some of it's bad. It's just really bad. And that again goes into just making a mockery of the paranormal and the believers, people taking their time
right.
to use After Effects on a video and create some, oh, look, an alien ship landed in my field. And, you know, it's just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like we're about out of time, and I got a chicken pot pie in the oven that I got to devour.
All right. Well, nice talking to you guys.
Good talking to you. Thanks
Good talking
for calling
to
in.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be
so
in touch.
Much for we enjoy having guests come on and talk and have a good intelligent conversation. Thank you so much for sharing the things that you know and to share the for the listeners on Paranormal Horizons. That's great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. All right.
No problem.
We'll see you guys later.
We have.
All right.
Okay.
See
thank you,
later. You.
Mahalo.
Bye.
All right. Wow. Hey, you talked about chicken pot pie. I got one of these over at Costco. One of those big chicken pot pies. That's what I'm having for dinner tonight.
What? We're both having chicken pot pies. There
yes.
has to be some sort of
yeah. You want? Hey, I'm not teasing you. I can go and screenshot this to you, and I'll send it to you.
Well,
you'll
I just have
envious.
The traditional Marie Callender's chicken pot pie.
No, I like those too. I like those. Yeah,
actually,
but I'll show you a screenshot.
Actually, to be technical, mine is the Marie Callender's creamy mushroom chicken pot pie.
Oh, gosh, that sounds good. That really sounds wonderful. I'm glad Tech came on. It was awesome to have him come on and share a little bit of Hawaii for him and just share his take on things. Very sweet soul. Love him. It's wonderful to talk to him. But anyway, we're not going to be on. Jason and I are going to take a break next week. So we're just going to take a break, and we'll be back on. Hopefully that in 2 weeks we'll just do an old replay from way back and go from there. But in the meantime, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me on Facebook at Psychic Medium Sherry, Sherry on Facebook, and they can get a hold of me on my website is www.psychicmediumsherry.com. Go ahead and contact me if you have any questions as far as booking a reading with Chinese medicine or psychic and mediumship. That's the best time. That's the best either on my webpage or on my Facebook page. So in the meantime, Jason, we're going to go and eat chicken pot pies. And like I said, I'll throw you a screenshot of what mine looks like.
Yeah, text it to me. And yeah, we take a lot of breaks. You know, we got a lot going on in our lives, so we do play a lot of past shows. But the nice thing is there's hundreds to choose from. So there's always a lot of material or old shows that we can play. But with that, Sherry, my chicken pot pie just came out of the oven, so I think it's dinner time as usual. We'll see everybody on a past show next Sunday, 7 p.m. West Coast
yeah,
time.
Next Sunday. Yep, absolutely. Hey, everybody, thank you for following Paranormal Horizons on Facebook and just, you know, share, just listen and have a good laugh with our so-called memes. Jason, you got to throw out some memes there out there, too, so once in a while. But thank you for your participation.
There's a reason I haven't been is because for some reason my Facebook does not show anything on my news feed. So my news feed is always blank, and it's annoying, and I've tried to figure out why. All it says is add more friends. I add more friends, and so I see nothing. When I log into Facebook, I have no feed.
Oh, weird.
So,
were you able to go and maybe go and not Google it, but go DuckDuckGo and find out what may be the problem?
Yes, I Googled it. And see, at first it says add 15 more friends. And I at the time I had like 11, so I added 4 more. So I hit 15 thinking that, oh, I'll be able to see posts now. But nope, it doesn't work.
Now, you control the page. That's what the whole thing is. You're the admin. Why can't you see your own feed?
I'm not seeing any posts from anything. It just says add more friends. It's really super annoying.
That's really a frustrating. Okay, we're going to have to talk about that later on, you know, on when you're not working or anything. But in the meantime, let's go eat. And everybody, thank you so much for being there. And just be healthy. Be healthy and just, just kind of love each other and just provide peace, okay?
Absolutely. And hope everybody has a great and fantastic week. It's chicken pot pie time. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Jason. Hey, guys, take care. Love and peace to all of you. Bye-bye.